الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. سبحانك بحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. Islam as a justice-based social order has certain laws. What I intend by that, or what we have in Islam, is that Islam comes to protect, and it comes to establish justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah commands justice and good, showing goodness, excellence. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and giving towards relatives. So Islam, as it establishes this, we recognize this within Surah Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks fundamentally about the ethics, and I mentioned certain parts of it without going too deep. Just one part of it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. That if a fasiq, if a sinner brings news to you, then research. Why? أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. That you afflict, or that you do something, عَلَامَ فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, that you'll do something eventually that you will live to regret. Propaganda. Believing the things which have no basis for it. When a person brings that news, فَتَبَيِّنُوا, then research. Clarify. To ensure that you're not regretful over that. And we've seen how propaganda, what it causes. How many people on October 7th, 2023, believed that the victims were Israel? According to the statistics, back in November 2023, in the UK, 64% of people sympathized with Israel. 64% of people in 2023, in November, sympathized with Israel. Turn that over to today, 61% now sympathize with the Palestinians in the UK. That's dropped for the Israelis from 64% to 39%. Still significant, still high, but nowhere near where it once was. 2 years ago, in 2 years. 2 years have passed since this genocidal campaign has been ongoing for a very long time. But 2 years since it took a turn for the worst, where the monstrous, the murderous, unrelenting occupiers ceaselessly, continuously have been bombarding the Palestinians. Continuously. 2 million besieged men, women, children, and the world watches helplessly. We see people in power who won't do anything, instead bowing towards Israel. Yet we see others, non-Muslim nations, sending aid towards them. Again, being prevented, trying to get through that carnage with some sort of support for them. Despite that, despite them being non-Muslims and being, you know how he said that, the propaganda, they are just aids and no weapons on board, still being prevented from supporting the Palestinians, the Gazans that are there. You know, just some statistics on there that confirmed just as of 1 p.m. today, 67,211 people confirmed deaths. How many more? Allahu A'lam. Around at least 20,000 of them are young children, were children. Injured, 169,961 people as of 1 o'clock today. Buildings, 78% of the structures that are in Gaza are destroyed or damaged. So yes, there's a supposed ceasefire, but what's left there? 78% damaged. Displaced, 1.9 million people have been displaced. That's 90% of the population. Masajid, 79%, meaning 814 of the masajid in the Gaza Strip, are destroyed. Ulama, 255 killed. Even the cemeteries are not safe. The cemeteries, the Israeli army have targeted 32 of 60 of them. What's safe there? What's left? A supposed ceasefire deal, but what's left for them? And when they say ceasefire, somebody made a joke, but it's something so true. That when they say ceasefire, it's the same to the Palestinians, you cease, I fire. For the Israeli saying, to the Palestinians, you cease, I fire. That's what ceasefire is. Because we've had the previous ceasefire, which lasted how long? The previous ceasefire, where they broke their word. So even this supposed ceasefire that has been signed yesterday, and again, it's a ceasefire, supposed ceasefire, not a peace deal either. The apartheid is still ongoing. Masjid al-Aqsa is still under occupation. And amidst all of this inaction, as I said, that the leaders that we've witnessed, they've just been bowing to them. We've seen those that are not Muslims, that are there supporting, making effort, the flotilla and all the ships that have gone in that direction. It's not, when we look at those videos, alone they are difficult to watch. How hard are they to watch those young children who have nothing on their skin? That they're in such a situation that even food, even if the food reaches them, it's not even palatable for them. They need medicine to ensure that they can be nourished. Now imagine we find it difficult watching that. Imagine those living that life. Imagine seeing that those buildings that you once saw to rubble, reduced to rubble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a test. He's asking the Quran, أَمْ حَاسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you assume that you're going to enter Jannah and it hasn't reached you what reached the people before you? Meaning, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Difficulty afflicted them. To the extent, and they were shaken, to the extent that the Prophet, and they would mention that, when is the help of Allah going to come? أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبُ. Allah says that, no, the help of Allah is near. When? Yes, according to the wisdom of Allah. What's your and I's test is how do we support that? Is it inaction or is it action? On Qiyamah, are we going to have an answer or are we not going to have an answer? Yes, they may be shuhada and they will enter Jannah. But what answer are you and I going to give? It's not just a Palestinian plight. It's not just a difficulty for them. It's for the entire ummah. Rasulullah mentions, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي تَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ. That the likeness of the believers is and in their compassion for another, in their attachment to one another, in their love for one another, is like one body. When one body of the aches, the entire body feels it. How do we feel when we see that? And we take things to ease that pain. What are we doing to ease that pain? Is it inaction? Are we able to sleep? Are we able to eat? What are we doing to support our oppressed brothers and sisters in Palestine? It took about 100 years for Jerusalem to be liberated by Salahuddin Ayyubi from the crusaders that plunged and massacred. And even when we hear the stories of Talut and Jalut, the numbers were few. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا اللَّهِ كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلٍ غَلَبَ فِئَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That of them that were there, the ones that steadfast that had remained, but those few in number were those that were able to destroy the opposition. As I mentioned, that the tables have turned. People are sympathizing. People are recognizing. Yes, it's not enough that we want sympathy, we want empathy. That's not enough. We need that land back. We need that. Yes, I mentioned as 2 years ago in November 2023 that there were 64% who sympathized with Israel, sympathized with them. Now, 2 years on, 61% now sympathize with the Palestinians. People are recognizing it. People are waking up. But look at how much of it was controlled, not controlled, but how much of it was the propaganda was promulgated and promoted to support the Israelis for them to claim their victimhood. Them bomb, but them claim their victimhood. Making it about, throughout these 2 years, it's all about the hostages. It's all about the hostages. Throughout. And even when the hostages were returned, the ceasefire was broken. And back to relentless bombing again. Killing again. So yes, supposedly, as of yesterday, the ceasefire has been struck. But as we've seen before, their word means nothing. Their word means nothing. They've violated it before, so what's going to change now? And again, it's a ceasefire, not a peace deal. Masjid al-Aqsa is still under occupation. West Bank is still under occupation. We don't have our land back. They are not under... What's left for them? As I mentioned, 78% of buildings destroyed. around 70,000 injured. Sorry, 70,000 dead. Up to 170,000 injured. What can we do in our situation? Because as I mentioned, it's about us. Our the believers are like, they're like building. Also, he interlocked his fingers when he explained that. We're like one building. Our foundation is Iman, so what's the substructure, which is underneath the foundation, is Islam, which is strong. That will never falter. What we have is a building. Now, how that building remains is that we show, as Rasulullah mentions, فِي تَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَوَادِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, their love, their compassion, and their attachment to one another is like one body. When one part of it aches, the entire body aches. How do we then, what's the solution in there that we get, we're cured? But that ache is then uplifted. Number one, we make dua. We constantly connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masajid is not just populated and the Qur'an is not just picked up during Ramadan. Throughout the year. Remember Allah says, إِلَىٰ إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ, that know that the help of Allah is near. But we've got to invoke that, we've got to invite that. We've got to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show, He's Al-Fattah, we ask Al-Fattah to open the doors. We ask Him to open the doors of His mercy and alleviate them of all this difficulty. But again, reconnecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will end. But what role you and I play in this, during this entire plight, is all going to be a question regarding. So number one, making dua. And as Rasulullah mentioned, عَجَبَ نِي أَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that strange is the matter for a believer. That if he's going through difficulty, he does sabr. And if he's going through goodness, he is grateful. He's in the good situation. But throughout, we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an of certain individuals, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. There are certain people that worship Allah on edge. They worship Allah on edge. And Allah then describes, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. And you can see with many individuals, we can relate, that when goodness comes towards them, then they're satisfied. When difficulty comes their way, they turn their backs. Meaning, we are not believers just in good situations. We are unconditional believers. That's who we are. We express gratitude in both situations. And we remain steadfast. Number two, speak up about the oppression. How many people still believe that it's all about the hostages? That the victimhood, that the Israelis claim. How many people still believe in that? As I mentioned, from 2 years ago, it's changed where 64% of people sympathize with the Israelis to now it's a 61% of people now sympathizing with Palestinians. But that's still 34%, according to the statistics, still sympathize with Israel. 34%. That's still significant. Talk about this. Educate people on this. What's ongoing. And number three, educate ourselves upon what we can do and support. You know, people say that what the boycott, divest, and sanctions, the BDS movement, that it doesn't impact. It's the least we can do, and it does impact. You know how many Starbucks stores have closed down? How many people have had to mention that almost around 900 jobs lost because Starbucks have been to close down because of the boycotts. So it does. It has impacted, and it will continue to impact. It's the least we can do. People sometimes question that. You know what's the use in all of this? It's the least we can do. We're not going to go there. When it was ongoing to be, we're not going to go. What can we do in our situation to help our Palestinian brothers and sisters from their plight? What else can we do? In any way, support, even financially. Yes, many of the food has been prevented, but whatever we can do to try and support, we support. We're going to be questioned regarding this. Whether you and I take part, this will end. But what are we going to say on Qiyamah in regards to this is going to be determined by our action today. Number three, and as I mentioned, that in any other way, one other way is that tomorrow, inshallah, at McLaren Arch, 12:30, there's a protest. Now, I'm not saying the solution is in protesting and, you know, we put all our eggs in one basket and that's the way everything's going to be resolved. That's not my point. It's an additional endeavor that we participate in. In every way we can support our Palestinian brothers and sisters, we support them. We're not saying the solution is in there. That's not what we're saying. It's another way to show solidarity and support, and we do that in every way we can. And that's one way where we show that yes, we we're going to make sure our voices are heard. And again, I'm not saying that the solution is in there. That's not what I am saying. It's an additional way to support, and in every way we support them. If we can't make that effort, we truly need to test ourselves and think to ourselves that do we have what Rasulullah explains that we're like one body? That our love, compassion, and attachment is like one body. Am I paining, am I aching when I hear of that plight? Not just hearing, am I feeling it? Because we are like one body. We are one building. Am I feeling that or not? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the difficulty from our brothers and sisters in Palestine and across the whole world, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in every place, wherever oppression is ongoing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate them. Again, a reminder, tomorrow inshallah, 12:30 p.m., the march at from McLaren Arch. Everyone is requested to, encouraged to join. Also, there's a sisters section too, which will be separate if sisters want to participate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للسلام هيا للسلام هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم له الملك وله الحمد وإليه ترجعون يحيي ويميت فإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الذي جعل لكل أمة أجلا فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة والصبر والمصابرة عند الصدمة فإن الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى إخواني نشاهد كل يوم ما على إخواننا في الغزة من الجوع وعدم الأمن وموت الأطفال والنساء والناس هذا كله بلاء لنا هل ننصرهم أم لا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في تراحمهم وتوادهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إن اشتكى عضوا تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن المؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شبك بين أصابعه يسألنا الله عز وجل أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب ما معنى القريب أي أن الفتح والنصر ينزل على حكمة الحكيم يلزم علينا أن نسعى لنصر إخواننا المظلومين راعوا الأشياء الآتية الأول الدعاء الدعاء سلاح لنا لا نكن من الذين وصفهم الله سبحانه وتعالى بالخسران بالخاسرين أي ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين والثاني تكلموا عن هذا الظلم كي ينتشر ويتيقن الناس أن نتنياهو فرعون زماننا. والثالث، تعلموا الطرق التي ننصر بها إخواننا. والرابع، التبرع بالصدقات. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعصهما فقد ضل وغوى. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأحياهم عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وسيدة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها، وسيد شهداء حمزة رضي الله عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواني الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا، وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا، وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم أطعم الجائعين، اللهم أمن الخائفين، اللهم داوي جريحهم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم حرر وأنقذ المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين، وأعده إلى أيدي المسلمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows. You got Toby with you?
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا للصلاة، هيا للصلاة، هيا للفلاح، هيا للفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder, and show your heels on the first line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون. ومن جاء بالسيئة فكبت وجوههم في النار هل تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين وأن أتلو القرآن. فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فقل إنما أنا من المنذرين. وقل الحمد لله سيريكم آياته فتعرفونها وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون. الله أكبر. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Just a reminder, inshallah, that again the Palestine protest will be tomorrow at 12:30 from McClellan Arch. All are requested to participate. There's a sister section too. please make every effort to try and attend. Jazakallah. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخوان المستضعفين في غزة اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا اللهم أطعم الجائعين وأمن الخائفين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم حرر وأنقذ المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين وأعده إلى أيدي المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.